Monday Afternoon Theatre. Present Henrietta Who, a play for radio by Alison Plowden, based on the novel by Catherine Aird. Henrietta Who?
Send an ambulance to Larking, right on the corner at the far end of the village. There's a woman lying in the road.
Just a minute, sir. Can I have your name, please?
Harry Ford, postman at Larking. Do come quick. If anything else comes round that bend, they'll hit her again.
Where is it exactly?
Through Larking Village and out on the other road to Benning St. Peter.
Other road?
Yeah, not the main road to Benning, the back road. Come to Larking Post Office and then fork left. She's about a quarter of a mile down on the bad bend.
Right you are, mate. You get back to her then. We'll be with you as soon as we can.
Right.
Morning, Harry. What's up?
Morning, Mr. Thorpe. There's been an accident. I found her about 10 minutes ago, just lying there. She's dead, I think.
Yes, she's dead all right. Good Lord, it's Mrs. Jenkins.
That's right, Boundary Cottage.
Plastic hit and run driver. Yes, look, over here... Huh. You can see where he hit the verge, and then straightened up again. Not even a skid mark.
It's a nasty corner. Still, you'd think he'd have seen her.
You know, Harry, I reckon this must have happened last night. If that mark on the grass is his front tire after he hit her, then she was walking home on the left-hand side of the road.
Well, you mean she's been lying there all night?
Well, she's not likely to have been going home this morning in the dark, is she?
Oh, no. A very quiet lady, Mrs. Jenkins.
And if she was going anywhere very early, she'd have been walking the other way. No, I'd say she was walking home last night. There's hardly any traffic on this road. You're probably the first to come along in the morning.
Her daughter's not home then, or she'd have been out looking.
Henrietta... No, she's still away at university. She'll have to be sent for.
I rang the ambulance. They said they'd be along as soon as they could. But it's a fair way from Beerbury.
The police ought to know about this. Look, Harry, your bike would be quicker than the tractor. Could you nip back to the village and ring P.C. Heppel?
Right.
I'll stay here and wait for the ambulance.
You're right, your arms to the top. It's a bad business, though. Poor Mrs. Jenkins, she wouldn't have heard a fly.
And poor Henrietta. No father. No mother now, either.
And where are you going with that file, Crosby?
Well, it's nothing to do with us, sir. Road traffic accident. Come to CID by mistake, I reckon.
Then you can reckon again.
What? Woman, name of Grace Jenkins... Run down by a car on a bad bend, far end of Larking Village.
That's right.
But Larking's miles away.
Well, so it is. Well, let's hope the native's a friend.
Found by H. Ford, postman, at approximately 07:30 hours, Wednesday, 10th of March, 1965. Believed to have been dead between 10 and 12 hours. Injuries consistent with vehicular impact.
Well, go on. Look at P.C. Heppel's reporter this morning. Mm.
Bureau in deceased's front room broken open. No signs of forced entry to the house. Well, that's not even breaking and entering, sir.
True.
Well, I don't see what it's got to do with her being knocked down and killed.
Frankly, Crosby, neither do I. There may be no connection whatever, but Heppel thought there was something odd about it, and you should always listen to the man on the spot.
Yes, sir.
Here, give me that file.
Yes, sir.
All the nasty messes. I think a hit-and-run driver leaves the worst behind. No medical attention, no insurance.
And no prosecution.
You just be thankful you don't work in traffic division, Crosby.
Yes.
Wonder Inspector Harp never smiles. Get us a car now, and we'll venture into the outback. Oh, damn. Answer it, will you?
CID office.
Beverly Hospital. Can Inspector Sloan take a call from the pathologist department, please?
Yes, he's here. That's for you, sir. Dr. Damp.
Thanks. Sloan speaking.
Morning, Sloan. Damp here. I've been trying to talk to your traffic people about a woman I'm doing a PM on, but they say she's your case now.
Well, in a way.
I've got her down as Grace Edith Jenkins.
That's right, Doctor. We're treating it as an RTA.
A road traffic accident she may be. I'll tell you about that later. That's not why I'm ringing. The notes that came in with her say she was identified by her daughter.
That's right.
No, it isn't.
Just a minute. Miss Henrietta Eleanor Leslie Jenkins said it was her mother.
Any doubt about the identification?
Well, none that I've heard. The village postman and a local farmer's son called Thorpe. To say nothing of P.C. Heppel, all said it was Mrs. Jenkins well before we got hold of the daughter.
That's just it. She isn't the daughter.
But of course she's the...
This woman you sent me may be Mrs. Grace Edith Jenkins. I don't know about that. But I can tell you one thing for certain, and that's that she never had any children.
But her daughter
not
said...
her daughter.
Well, someone who said that she was her daughter, then.
Ah, that's different.
Said that she was prepared to swear in a coroner's court that that was the body of her mother, Mrs. Grace Jenkins of Boundary Cottage, Larking.
Very possibly, Sloan. That's not really my concern. But you might bear in mind that I shall have to go into the same coroner's court and swear that this woman, whoever she is, had certainly never had any children and had very probably never been married either.
Yes, I see.
I'll let you have my full report later today.
Yes. Well, thank you very much, Doctor. Don't you hear all that, Crosby?
Yes, sir. Sounds like a proper little mix-up.
See if you can get Heppel on the line for me, will you?
Yeah.
All right, then find out if Superintendent Lees is in his office. You know what he's like about being kept informed.
Have you turned over two pages or something, Sloan?
No, sir. The girl positively identified the woman as her mother. And Dr. Dabb says the woman has never had any children.
How does he know?
I couldn't begin to say, sir. But he was quite definite about it.
Yeah, he always is. So, what have you got, Sloan?
Well, there are three things, really. First, a woman is killed by a hit-and-run driver on Tuesday evening not far from her home, or at least not far from what we're told was her home. Second, at some stage before or after this, but before Wednesday evening, someone lets himself into her house with a key, but doesn't have a key to the bureau, so breaks it open.
Why?
We don't know yet, sir. And thirdly, the woman isn't the mother of the girl who identified her as a mother.
It's not difficult. She's probably the father's bastard.
Well, P.C. Heppel doesn't know anything about them not being mother and daughter, and he's been living out that way for donkey's years.
Yeah, good man Heppel knows all the gossip. If there's much crime in the south of Calshire, he never tells us about it.
So, Mrs. Jenkins seems to have been a rather unusual woman.
Yeah, you can say that again. I've never heard of unnatural childbirth before.
She managed to keep her private affairs private in a small place like Larking.
Yeah, that takes some doing, I agree. Did she have a record, do you think?
Well, I don't know, sir, but that's not quite the same as having a secret.
No? Oh, perhaps I've been in the force too long, Sloan.
Well, there are several possibilities, and not all of them to do with us. It could well be just a family matter.
Yeah, most of our cases are family matters. The girl may be lying.
Or being lied to.
Yeah. Well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, see the girl for a start. And the bureau.
All right, Sloan. Get on with it, Ben, and keep me informed.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is it, sir. Boundary Cottage. Oh, not a bad little place. It's the back end of beyond, all right.
But you can see what Heppel meant. Hardly looks worth a burglary.
Mm.
Miss Jenkins?
Yes?
Inspector Sloan from Beerbury CID. And Detective Constable Crosby.
Oh, yes. You've come about the bureau. It's this way. In the front room. I haven't touched it, but you can see someone must have levered it open.
Yes. A pity. A
That's a nice piece of furniture.
It must have happened since the accident. If my mother had found it, I'm sure she'd have told the police herself.
See if you can get any prints off it, Crosby.
Yes, sir.
You found it when you got back, did you, miss?
Yes, last night.
And there's nothing missing from the rest of the house?
Well, not that I know of, Inspector. It all looks all right to me. It's such a funny thing to happen, isn't it? I mean, why should anyone want to break in here?
Not break in, miss. P.C. Heppel found all the doors and windows intact. No, whoever got in came by the front door.
That makes it worse.
Would your mother have left a key with anyone?
No. No, I'm sure she wouldn't. Besides, there were only two keys, one in her handbag and one on a hook in the kitchen.
I see.
I don't like to think of someone coming in here with a key.
Any joy, Crosby?
No, sir. They were wearing gloves.
Well, we can have a look at the bureau now, miss. Was it usually locked?
Yes, always.
Are you familiar with the contents?
My mother kept her papers in there, but I wouldn't know if they're all still there.
Housekeeping accounts, checkbook, receipts. And she kept everything very tidy.
She was a very tidy person. Oh, look, my letters to her. And my school reports. I'd no idea she'd kept those.
Well, mothers do, you know. And by the way, where did you go to school?
Here in the village first, then Beardbury High.
Well, these seem to be about the cottage. Fire insurance, rating assessment. Did it belong to Mrs. Jenkins?
No, to Mr. Hibbs at the Hall. It's the last of the cottages on his estate. That's why it's called Boundary Cottage.
And you can't think of any reason why someone should want to break in here?
No. It's not as if we had anything worth stealing.
It doesn't look as if anything has been stolen.
If you'd just look in that drawer, Inspector.
Hmm?
Oh, no, they're still there. My father's medals.
Oh, I'll need a note of his full name for the inquest.
Cyril Edgar Jenkins.
Cyril Edgar. Oh, and your mother's maiden name?
She was Miss Wright.
There's a photograph of your father, I take it.
Yes, he was a sergeant in the East Calshers. I was more like my mother to look at, the same colour hair.
You wouldn't have a photograph of her by any chance?
In my bedroom. I'll fetch it.
Unless that girl's a very good liar, she hasn't any idea about all this.
Someone's been through that bureau with a tooth comb. Glove prints everywhere.
I wonder what they were looking for. And if they found it.
Search me. Well, there's nothing to suggest a secret drawer.
Well, it's something to be thankful for.
Here you are, Inspector. It's only a snap, I'm afraid.
That's all right.
It's the only one I've got. She didn't like having her photo taken.
Oh, didn't she?
But I had a college friend to stay here for a few days last summer, and she had a camera with her.
Miss Jenkins, can you remember anything before Larking?
No. No, I can't. I've lived here with my mother since I was a baby.
No other relatives?
No.
And I suppose you don't remember your father at all?
No. He was killed towards the end of the war, soon after I was born.
Mm. What do you know about him?
About him?
Yes, miss. Oh, I'll explain in a moment. What was his occupation, for instance?
He worked on a farm.
His own farm?
No, he was bailiff for someone. His father had a small farm, though.
Whereabouts, do you know?
Somewhere the other side of Calshire. I'm not sure where exactly, but I know it was called Holly Tree. Because I remember my mother telling me there was a very old holly tree that my grandfather wouldn't have cut down. That was just in front of the house and made the room very dark. He used to say, you couldn't have a holly tree farm without a holly tree.
It's quite right, too. Did you ever go there?
Not that I can remember. He died when I was quite young. But my mother often talked about the farm. She grew up near there.
So she'd have known your father a long time.
Since they were children. She used to tell me about him when he was a little boy. But, Inspector, I don't see what this has got to do with my mother's death.
No, miss, I don't suppose you do. It isn't easy to say this, and if it weren't for you having to give formal evidence of identification at the inquest, it might not even be something we need take cognizance of.
What might not be?
This Cyril Jenkins, had he been married twice by any chance?
Not that I know of. Why?
Well, it was Dr. Dabb, the pathologist at Beardbury. He's conducting a post-mortem on the woman who was killed.
My mother?
No, miss.
But I went to the police station yesterday, Wednesday, as soon as I got back. They asked me to look at her. I signed something. There was a sergeant there, he'll tell you. There wasn't any doubt. I wish there had been. It was her, her face, her clothes, her handbag.
It's not quite that.
Well, then what is it exactly?
This woman you identified. I'm sorry to have to tell you, but the pathologist says that she never had any children.
But that's impossible. That was my mother I saw yesterday, beyond any doubt at all.
And I'm afraid Dr. Dabb is just as definite that the subject of his examination had never borne a child.
But in that case, if she wasn't my mother, who am I then?
Well, where do we go from here, sir?
That you may well ask, Crosby. You tell me why a woman brings up a child as her own when it isn't.
Adopted, surely.
But why adopt in the middle of a war, with a husband away in the army? Well, go on, in you get. Even if the girl's his bastard. Well, she'll find out sometime. Why all the secrecy?
And why the Bureau?
Yes, exactly. Why the Bureau? Someone did that for a reason.
It's funny they didn't have to break into the house, just the Bureau.
Very funny.
You think they found whatever it was they wanted?
Yes. Yes, I think they did. Well, a landlord usually knows something about his tenants. We'll go over to the hall, Crosby, and have a word with Mr. Hibbs.
Shocking business about Mrs. Jenkins. Any news of the fellow who did it?
No, sir, not yet.
All in good time, I suppose. Poor woman. Brought that girl up very well, considering.
Considering what, sir?
Well, that she had to do it on her own. Widow, you know, just her pension.
Did you know her well?
Well, can't really say I knew her at all. She wasn't that sort. But she'd been here quite a while. Came to Larking during the war sometime. Why, Inspector? Is it important?
Oh, no, sir. But we're trying to trace some relatives besides the girl.
Oh, I see. Yes, I suppose she's still underage. Must be, of course, now I come to think of it.
Yeah, why is that, sir?
Well, the Thorpe boy wanted to marry Henrietta, and Mrs. Jenkins said no.
Really?
Well, the girl wasn't 21 at the time, and still at university. Another year to go, then. All the same, he's a nice lad, Bill Thorpe. Don't know why she was against it.
To go back a bit further, sir, can you remember where Mrs. Jenkins came from?
I have an idea. It was East Calshire somewhere, but I couldn't be certain. I was away at the time, of course. Old White would have fixed it up.
Old White?
My agent. Dead now, I'm afraid. There might be something on the file, though. I'll have a look, if you like.
If you would, sir.
Right, you are. Foundry Cottage. Estimate for the roof. Schedule A. Something about the drains. Yes, here we are. 1944 it was. Mrs. Jenkins moved in at the end of May. Here's a letter from her solicitors advising her to accept the offer. It was East Calshire then. They were Calford solicitors.
Wayne, Arbican and Wayne. Fox Lane, Calford. And there's nothing about her before this date.
No. She seems to have come out of the blue. But we had plenty of empty cottages on our hands in those days. Old White would have been glad to get any respectable-looking tenant.
Yes, I see. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Hibbs. Oh, if we could just borrow that letter.
From the solicitor? Yes, of course, Inspector. Hope you have some luck tracing the family. Don't like to think of that poor girl being all on her own.
Bill!
Hello!
Can you spare a minute?
As many as you like. Changed your mind about coming to sleep at the farm?
It's not that.
Mother's worried about your being alone. So am I after that break-in.
Oh, it's nice of you, Bill, but I'm not leaving the cottage, even for a night. It's the only link I've got with things that they used to be.
You're bound to feel like that for a bit, I expect. It'll wear off.
I don't think so. I need to actually see the things I know. Otherwise, I...
Otherwise what?
I think I shall go out of my mind.
Now, take it easy. No one can make you leave if you don't want to. You're a protected tenant. And anyway, Mr. Hibbs would never turn you out.
No, he's always been very kind. He's always been very kind.
Yes, I know. I think you're worrying about nothing.
Bill, I've got something to tell you. You're not going to like it.
Try me.
The police say that Grace Jenkins wasn't my mother. And I don't know who was.
You don't know how glad I am to hear you say that.
Whatever do you mean?
Well, the reason your mother wouldn't let us get married.
She wasn't my mother.
Exactly. We needed her permission because you weren't 21.
I know that.
She couldn't give it. She wasn't your mother. You've just said so.
I hadn't thought of that. I thought it was just that she wanted me to finish at university.
And I thought it was because she didn't like Bill Thorpe.
And all the time it was because she didn't want me to know I wasn't hers. But why? Lots of children are adopted. There must have been some reason.
Knowing your mother, I should say it was a good reason. It does explain a few things, though.
What things?
Well, why she chose to come to Larking in the first place. She hadn't any connections, friends, or anything round here, had she?
No.
But if she was deliberately looking for a lonely spot...
Nowhere better. And I just thought she liked the country.
She'd got it all worked out, hadn't she?
It's beginning to look like it. And now, I suppose we'll never know.
I reckon you were going to be told when you were 21.
But, Bill, I've just thought, how do I know I shall be 21 next month?
You'll have a birth certificate somewhere, bound to. Everyone does.
I've never seen it. Bill, the Bureau, that was what they were looking for.
Perhaps. Well, you could get another copy from Somerset House.
But don't you see, I shouldn't know what to ask for.
Were you christened here? That might help.
No, I asked the rector about that. He says my mother had... I mean, he was told I'd already been baptized. So I don't know whether I'm Henrietta or Jenkins.
You're Henrietta as far as I'm concerned. It's a nice name. Suits you. As for Jenkins, the sooner you change that to Thorpe, the better. Still, there could be problems, I suppose, about your mother's things and so on. You'd need a solicitor to tell you about that.
A solicitor? What I need is a crystal ball.
Did you get those solicitors, Crosby?
Yes, sir. Mr. Felix Arbuckle will see you at 5 o'clock.
Good.
And here's the pathologist's report on Grace Jenkins.
Oh, yes, I want to see that. I don't suppose even Dr. Dabb can tell us who she really was. Impact of tire. Wounds received. Crosby.
Sir?
We're going back to Larking. Get us a car. Oh, and get hold of Heppel and tell him to meet us at the scene of the accident.
Afternoon, Inspector.
Afternoon, Heppel. This is D.C. Crosby.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Mr. Crosby.
Oh, this is the place, is it?
Yes, sir. A deceased was hit from behind, I'd say. People never will walk towards oncoming traffic like they should.
Oh, no.
His front wheel caught that bit of grass verge. I got quite a good cast. I reckon he didn't see it at all. Dare say he didn't realise what he'd done till afterwards and panicked.
Where exactly was she lying?
Just here, sir. Right on the bend.
Yes. That fits in very well with the first set of injuries.
The first, sir?
Well, you mean... According to the pathologist's report, a second car went over her after she was dead.
Second car? Two cars ran over Mrs. Jenkins on this road?
Yes.
And neither of them stopped?
Two cars? Or the first one on its way back.
I don't like the sound of that at all, sir.
No, Heppel, I don't think I do either. Tell me, just supposing it was the same car that hit her both times, where would it have been able to turn?
Well, if he'd wanted to stay on the metal road, sir, he'd have had to go quite a long way. There's no junction before Belling St. Peter, but if he settled for a gateway, well, in Shire Oak Farms, that's the first beyond the houses, the Thorpes.
You better go and see what you can find, Crosby. It's probably too late, but you don't know until you look.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell me anything about Mrs. Jenkins Heppel?
Well, I've known her a long time, sir. Always very pleasant when we met. Never in the course of duty, mind you. I never had occasion to speak to her in the course of duty. She was a quiet lady. Kept herself to herself, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I was afraid of that. Were you able to find out what she'd been doing on Tuesday?
Well, she was away from Larking all day. She caught the early bus, one that gets people to Beerbury in time for work, and she came back on the last one. So it must have been all of 8 o'clock when she was killed, allowing for the walk from the post office.
That fits in with Dr. Dabb's report. Do we, or does anyone, know how she spent the day?
No, sir. She hadn't been shopping. At least why she hadn't got her basket with her. Seems Friday was a regular day for shopping in Bearbury. Well, there is one thing, sir. I don't know if it's important, but...
Yes?
Well, two other ladies from the village, Mrs. Perkins and Mrs. Callow, they came back on the same bus, and they both said Mrs. Jenkins was wearing her best clothes.
Oh, she was she?
This other accident, sir, well, was it straight after the first?
I don't know, Heppel. We only know that she was killed outright by the first one.
That's nasty, sir, that is, sir. That's very nasty. I don't like to think things like that happen around Larkin.
Enough to go very far. Whoever he was, he turned in the first farm gate.
Shire Oak.
He was fairly big. Had to have two goes at it to get round. The offside rear print's nearly gone. Been some big stuff through that guy since.
Oh, tractors, sir, and a milk lorry.
But there's a good one of a near side rear.
So, we've got a near side front tyre print here.
Yeah, good clear one.
And the same size near side rear turning in the Thorpe's entrance about... Well, how far is it, Cosby?
Oh, half a mile, sir. A bit less, perhaps.
You think he came back this way, then, sir?
Yes, I do.
Look, he must have seen her, eh? He must have seen her the second time, if not the first.
I'm beginning to think that he saw her quite well both times.
You mean he...
I mean, Heppel, that I think we're dealing with a case of murder. By motor car.
Murder by motor car? Are you sure, sir?
What it looks like, sir. It's hardly the sort of road where you could miss seeing someone lying in it. I think she was deliberately knocked down from behind on that bend by someone who... afterwards turned in the entrance to Shire Oak Farm and then came back and deliberately hit her again. Only, he had a bit of bad luck.
Sounds as though he wasn't the only one.
No, sir. But he happened to kill her the first time he went over her. So the second lot of injuries were post-mortem. They don't bleed.
Yes. You wouldn't convince a jury on that alone.
Well, I shouldn't try, but put together with the bureau being broken into and the fact that Grace Jenkins wasn't the girl's mother.
Yes. Yes, I was forgetting the daughter had been smuggled in a warming pan.
Oh, incidentally, Grace Jenkins was having the girl on about something else. Henrietta thought she was 45. Dr. Dabb puts her at more like 55.
Yeah, he should know, I suppose.
And she dyed her hair from blonde to brunette.
It's generally the other way round.
It's interesting, though. The girl's dark haired, but the father's fair, noticeably so, even in a photograph. Grace Jenkins was naturally fair, too.
If she was Grace Jenkins, we still don't know if she's been correctly identified.
No, sir. All we've confirmed so far is that she went to Larking when the girl was a small baby and passed her off to everyone as her own.
It's been done before.
She rented this small cottage on Mr. Hibbs' estate.
That's been done before, too.
How do you mean, sir?
Parking an infant in a corner like that, where you can keep an eye on it. What's he like?
Hibbs? Mm. Oh, dark. But it's not a father we're short of, it's a mother.
Someone who couldn't acknowledge it either, I dare say.
Perhaps. Then who was Grace Jenkins? And why kill her?
I don't know, Sloane. You'd better start finding out, hadn't you? Things like where Hibbs was on Tuesday evening and what sort of car he's got.
Yes, sir. Oh, we've got all the usual routine inquiries in hand. But I'm going over to Calford now to see this solicitor, Mr. Arbogan.
Jenkins, you say, Inspector. It's a conned enough name, but I don't... think I know of a client called Jenkins.
Well, it might be more correct to say a former client, sir. A Mrs. Jenkins from Larking.
Well, that's a good way from here. Shouldn't imagine we have many clients in that part of the county. Sure there's no mistake.
Well, we're working on the supposition that she lived in East Culture before she went to Larking.
Yes, I see. Well, it's quite possible, of course. I'm afraid the name alone doesn't mean anything to me.
We have a letter you wrote.
I write a great many letters.
To a Mr. James Hibbs of the Hall, Larking. Perhaps you'd care to take a look at it.
All right. Yes, I see. Well, I'm sorry, but I must have written hundreds of letters like this. And it's quite a long time ago.
Yes, over 20 years.
You can't really have expected me to remember. It was a busy time, too. I was running the firm single-handed in those days. Being medically unfit, you understand, for more active pursuits.
But you did write the letter.
That's certainly my signature. So he must have done business with this Mrs. G.E. Jenkins.
Would you have any records about her?
Very much doubt it. We destroy most things after 12 years, except conveyances and wills. However, we can soon find out.
Yes, Mr. Albican?
Miss Chilvers, will you please look and see if we have any records of Mrs. G.E. Jenkins of Boundary Cottage, Larking?
Yes, Mr. Albican.
I wonder, sir, if whoever typed that letter might remember. Not your present secretary, of course, but...
I'm afraid not. That would have been our Miss Lendry, but she isn't with us anymore.
Well, perhaps we could find her. Do you happen to know her present address?
I am sorry. I was being euphemistic. Miss Lendry is dead about 6 months ago. She wouldn't have been all that young when this was written, but she'd have remembered all right. Been with the firm for years. Not the same without her. Yes, Miss Jones.
I'm sorry, Mr. Arbiton, but I can't find anyone by the name of Jenkins in the file.
I see. All right, Miss Jones, thank you. Well, Inspector, doesn't look as if we can help you with this Mrs. Grace Jenkins. If we do, come across anything?
Well, thank you, sir. I'd be much obliged if you'd let me know.
Whoever she was, it looks as if she got a settlement.
A settlement?
Isn't that what it's about?
Was it, sir?
Well, it reads to me as if it could have been. We were advising her to accept the man's offer. That phrasing sounds like a settlement. It was all a long time ago, Inspector. I'm afraid I can't remember.
I can't tell you any more, Inspector, because I don't know any more. The rector came in to see me last night to talk about the funeral. He looked at my father's photograph and I showed him the medals. He just said they weren't the right ones. He took them away.
Yes, miss. I've just come from the rectory. The man in the photograph, your father, that is, had the DCM and the military medal. Now, the medals in the bureau are the DSO and the MC. It seems the rector's quite an expert on the subject. He's been explaining the differences to me, about the ribbons and so on.
Inspector, why weren't they taken by whoever broke into the bureau?
Well, if the medals had gone, you'd have missed them.
Yes, of course.
And that might have helped draw attention to any irregularities in the situation over your parents. And then the chances of your discovering that they were the wrong medals, wrong for the photograph, I mean, were really quite small.
I see.
I don't think it's generally appreciated that the fact of childlessness is established at a routine post-mortem.
Inspector, are you trying to tell me that someone has been unlucky?
That's one way of looking at it. But for the accident of the rector seeing them, you might never have known.
Known what? What exactly do we know now that we didn't before?
That the medals are significant, though I don't know what of just yet. I think we're going to find the answer to a lot of questions in the past.
21 years ago.
21?
I shall be 21 next month. At least I think I will be.
That could be important.
To me, perhaps, the key of the door. But not to anyone else.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, Miss Jenkins.
And it rather looks as if I'm not the only one to have the key of the door to Boundary Cottage.
That's true. Yesterday, you told me what you knew about your father.
Yes.
What do you know about your... about Grace Jenkins?
Not very much, really. This business has made me realize just how little I actually know about either of them. You take things for granted. Things like that, don't you? But she was a children's nurse to a family called Hocklington Garwell.
Do you know where?
I don't, except that it was East Calcia somewhere. But they were an army family and moved around a lot. They had two boys. I was brought up on stories about Master Michael and Master Hugo. Then Master Hugo went away to school and Grace Wright married Cyril Jenkins. After that, I understood they had me. Oh, only they didn't.
She didn't.
It's like a blank wall. You probably think I'm being unreasonable, Inspector. But I've got to know who I am.
I think we can take it. The mystery originates in East Culture. We always seem to come back there. Grace Jenkins dealt with a firm of Culford solicitors when she rented the cottage.
Bill, Mr. Thorpe suggested I should see a solicitor. Perhaps I'd better go to see them.
Yes. That might be quite a good idea. I'll give you their address, if you like.
Anything come in for me, Crosby?
Ah, yes, sir. Now then, Somerset House have been on. Now, there's no record of any Grace Edith Wright marrying any Cyril Edgar Jenkins within 5 years either side of when the girl thought they did.
Oh, I don't think I'm altogether surprised about that.
Well, no, sir.
No news from traffic, I suppose?
No, not yet, sir. There's no cars brought in for suspicious repairs anywhere in the county. No witnesses have come forward so far.
No. Somehow, I don't think we're going to have any witnesses coming forward.
No, sir. Oh, did you get any further with the girl?
Not much. But I think I know why Grace Jenkins was killed.
You do?
Sooner or later, an adopted child is usually told the truth about its parents. Or lack of them.
Yes, yes, you should do it right from the beginning. The psychologists say...
No, I understand you should stress that they've been chosen. Not an unhappy accident of fate like everybody else's children. I think Grace Jenkins was killed because the girl's going to be 21 next month.
And someone doesn't want Henrietta to know who she is.
Don't strain yourself too hard, Crosby. Henrietta says her birthday's in April. I think she's right about that. But April would have been too late to kill Grace Jenkins for two reasons. One of them being that the girl would be home from university then, and the other...
Daylight.
Exactly. By April, the last bus would be getting into Larking before dark. We're not going to get anywhere until we find out who Grace Jenkins was. What was her connection with the girl?
And Cyril Jenkins. I mean, if there's something fishy about the photograph...
There's something fishy about this whole business. But we'll concentrate on the woman for the moment. To the best of our knowledge, Cyril Jenkins has been dead for 20 years, so he won't be going anywhere.
No, sir. Grace Jenkins must have had a birth certificate.
Grace Wright. Though if she is Wright, why bring in Jenkins at all? Especially if she's not married to him. And where do you begin to look?
Where, sir?
Where in time, not where in space. It'll all be in Somerset House. It's a question of knowing where to look. You can hardly expect them to produce a birth certificate for someone whose age we don't know, someone whose name we're not sure about. So instead, Crosby...
Yes, sir?
You'll start looking for a family called Hocklington Garwood. And a Holly Tree Farm.
Holly Tree Farm. Somewhere in England.
Somewhere in Kelsia. And there's a bus station. Grace Jenkins arrived there early on Tuesday morning and left on the 7:05 that evening. See if you can get a lead on where she went in between.
Yes.
Do you remember what was unusual about her on Tuesday?
Well, she was killed.
Oh, try again, Crosby.
She was dressed in her best...
And?
Well, it wasn't her day for beer break.
Exactly.
You could just say it wasn't her day.
What was that?
Yeah, nothing, sir.
Well, you better get started. We're not going to solve anything at this rate.
Yes, sir.
Oh, by the way, I'm hoping the girl will go over and see that fellow Arbican. He might be a bit more forthcoming with her.
Yes, I see. It's quite a tricky situation, Miss Jenkins.
Very tricky.
Raises several legal points.
Not only legal ones.
What? Oh, yes, quite so.
The inquest is tomorrow morning. Would Beerbury be too far for you to come?
Oh, you want me to represent you? Well, if your mother was a client of mine at one time, and it appears that she must have been, then I'll certainly do so.
You don't remember her at all?
I'm afraid not.
I was so hoping that you would. I badly need someone who knew her before.
Well, I think in these somewhat unusual circumstances, my advice would be to try and establish if a legal adoption has taken place. You say there are no papers in the house?
None. There was this burglary, you see.
That doesn't make matters easier, but in the absence of any documentary evidence, we could begin a search of the court adoption registers. It would, I'm afraid, be a slow business. There are about 40 county courts, you see, and several hundred magistrates' courts.
Oh, I see.
A will might clarify matters.
In what way?
Well, it would perhaps refer to the relationship between you and Grace Jenkins. Have you thought that you could be a child of an earlier marriage of one of the parties?
I don't know what to think.
You could be a child of a marriage, the surviving partner of which subsequently married one of the two persons whom you've previously considered your parents.
It's very complicated, isn't it? Mr. Arbican, supposing I was illegitimate?
Ah, well, the law is much kinder about that than it used to be. If you're the person you thought to be your mother... has made a will in your favour, it's of little consequence.
It's not that. I wouldn't want to claim anything I wasn't entitled to. Besides, I mean, she hadn't any money.
A will might be of great assistance all the same.
She may not have made one. She wasn't expecting to be run over.
We are none of us immortal, Miss Jenkins. Everyone should make a will.
Well, any luck?
None. He doesn't remember her at all.
What about the legal side?
The legal side? I've no idea adoption was so easy. And there's no central register of adoption either. I could be anything, Bill.
Let's go through the close. I found a tea shop near the cathedral. We shall have to get the vet to you after all.
Strangles or spavin?
To look at your back teeth. Here, round this corner.
It's lovely, isn't it?
What is the cathedral?
Hey, the cathedral.
Do Do you realise it could be useful to you?
Useful?
That chap in the photograph.
My father?
He was a sergeant in the East Calshires, wasn't
what
he?
About it?
Well, Calford's their town. The regiment, I mean. Their memorial's bound to be in the cathedral.
I hadn't thought of that. My father'll be there, won't he?
We can soon find out. Come on. Yes. Here we are. That's the first lot. Here's ours, on this pillar. Not so many the second time round.
Bill, look.
It goes from Inkpen TH to Jennings CR.
There's no one called Jenkins at all.
He should be there, shouldn't he?
He was in the East Calshires. I was told he was. But there's the photograph.
The man in the photograph is wearing their badges. But that's all. All you know for sure...
You mean the man in the photograph wasn't killed?
He may have been killed and not called Jenkins.
Oh, I suppose he may have been called Jenkins and not been killed.
That's more likely, I should think.
Nothing seems to make sense anymore.
Everything has an explanation, you know.
Does it?
Did you ever see your mother's pension book?
She didn't cash her pension at the post office. She took it to the bank. She told me that. Then she used to cash a cheque.
Oh, I see.
You don't think the man in the photograph is my father, do you?
There's something wrong about the medals.
There's something wrong about everything at the moment. This may sound very silly, but let me say what I know for certain. There's a photograph of a sergeant in the East Calshires which has been in the front room at Boundary Cottage ever since I can remember.
The photograph is undoubtedly a fact.
And so is the name Jenkins not being on this memorial.
That too.
And Grace Jenkins wasn't my mother.
Does it matter?
Matter?
Well, I can see it's important for, say, Shire Oak Majestic. A bull's got to have a good pedigree to be worth anything.
I don't see the connection.
I'm not in love with your parents, whoever they were. I'm in love with you. You as you are now. And I want to marry you.
Bill, I can't love you. I can't love anyone just now. There isn't enough of me left over. I've got to know who I am, have an identity. I'm confused. I don't know what I want.
I think we both want a cup of tea. Let's go and find one.
It's funny, really. When I was small, I used to ask myself, why am I me? Now I'm asking, who am I?
Philosophy is so egocentric.
I know. I'm me.
And very nice, too.
But there are 50 million people in this country, and I must...
We can narrow the field a bit. Unless I'm much mistaken, you're female. That brings it down to 25 million for a start.
Bill, be serious. This is important.
Not to me, it isn't. But if you insist...
I do.
Then you're a leucoderm. Ah, there. That's foxed you.
Science succeeding where philosophy's failed.
Well, you're the one who wants to find out who you are, not me.
I'm English.
White through and through.
I don't mean that. But surely...
Indo-European, anyway. Your head's all right.
Thank you.
Mesocephalic. Not long, not broad, but medium.
That sounds English, if anything does. I feel English.
Nurture, not nature. Unless you believe in all this inherited race consciousness theory.
I don't know enough about it.
No one does. Here, have some toast.
No, thanks.
I think all we can conclude is that you're free, white, and nearly 21.
Free?
Remarkably so. No attachments whatsoever. Except to me, of course.
Tell me, do vets still go in for branding?
Sometimes. Why?
Because a few marks on my ear at birth would have saved a lot of trouble all round, that's why. Bill, look. Look there.
Where? What's the matter?
That man.
What about him?
It's the man in the photograph.
Cyril Jenkins?
I swear, it is exactly like him, but older. Come on, Bill, quickly. We must catch him, whatever happens.
Oh, it's nearly as long as my arm, missus.
It can't be as long as your face, Crosby.
What is? The Holly Tree Farms in Calshire.
Routine is the foundation of all police work, Constable. You should know that.
Yes, sir. Oh, by the way, records have been on. They've got nothing on any Cyril Edgar Jenkins or Grace Edith Wright or Jenkins.
Sir, that doesn't get us very far, then.
I can't get anywhere with this family, either.
What, Hocklington and Garwell? I was afraid of that. He may not have lived in Kalshire, of course. I suppose there's always the possibility that the girl's having us on.
Well, it's a funny sort of name to be having us on with, sir, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I think the Hocklington Garwells exist, all right.
Well, not in Kalshire. There's several Garwells, but no Hocklingtons, and not a sniff of the Hocklington Garwell.
Give me the Garwells' addresses, then. Yeah. I've got to start somewhere.
Yes, sir. Oh, about that hair dye.
Yes. Oh, Dr. Dabb's got the name down in his report, all 25 syllables.
Yeah, well, I found the lady's hairdressing salon. She went to a place called Marlene in Beerbury High Street. I spoke to the young lady who did her.
Where?
Every second Friday at 10 o'clock, without fail.
Yes. Yes, it would have to be without fail. Otherwise, it would show.
What would, sir?
Her own hair. According to Dr. Dabb, she was naturally fair.
And the girl's dark, so she dyed hers dark too, so the girl would think...
Well, it's as good a disguise as any, especially if you're not expecting it. Cyril Jenkins was fair.
Yes, sir.
Does that suggest anything to you?
No, sir.
I agree the possibilities in this case are infinite. The murderer could be anyone. As far as I'm concerned, the victim could be anyone. And I'm not altogether sure of the nature of the crime. But there are one or two clues worth considering.
Yes, sir.
The fact that Cyril Jenkins was fair, and Grace Jenkins also had fair hair, which he took pains to dye the same colour as Henrietta's. That's interesting.
Yes, sir.
God, it's worth some drawing teeth with you, Crosby. Don't you have any ideas at all?
Oh, yes, sir. But not about this.
Has it by any chance occurred to you that Cyril and Grace Jenkins might have been brother and sister?
No, sir. Where would the baby? I mean, where would Henrietta come in then?
I don't know. Oh, how did you get on otherwise?
Oh, boy, there's no joy about where Grace Jenkins had been all day. Except it wasn't in Beerbury.
What?
I showed her photograph to the inspector at the bus station. He thinks he saw her at the incoming unloading point about 5:30. He doesn't know what bus she got off.
Oh, wait a minute. How does he remember? That was Tuesday. It's Friday now.
Yes, I wondered about that too. But it seems that an old lady tripped and fell. And this Grace Jenkins picked her up and handed her over to the bus people.
I see.
And she stayed in the bus station till the Larking bus left at 7:05. The waitress in the cafeteria remember serving her.
With baked beans.
That's right.
At about 6 o'clock.
How did you know, sir?
No, not me, Dr. Dabb. Said she had them about 2 hours before she was killed.
Yeah. It's wonderful, isn't it? What are they going to do when they cut you up?
Oh, wonderful. I'm going in to see the super now, Crosby. You can take any messages.
Yes, sir. CID office. Oh, hold on a minute. Sir, it's for you. Urgent and personal.
Seen Cyril Jenkins? She must be imagining things.
Well, she swears not. Living image of the man in the photograph, but older. Mm.
Wishful thinking.
There's something else. Mm. Miss Jenkins and young Thorpe have been in the cathedral looking at the memorial. Cyril Jenkins isn't on it. He was supposed to have been killed in the war.
Well, if he was alive and kicking in Calford this afternoon, that's hardly surprising. Be logical, Sloane.
Yes, sir.
I suppose they let him get away.
Well, they were in a tea shop. The time they got out, he'd disappeared.
So, we don't know if the girl was right or not. Or whether she's having us all on, young Thorpe included.
No, sir. There is something a bit odd about this character Jenkins, though.
You can say that again.
I've been making inquiries about his pension. Mm-hmm. I can't trace it. Wasn't paid out at the local post office, and it didn't go through Grace Jenkins' bank account either.
Oh?
I've seen the manager, and apparently her account was kept going with a small monthly cash payment over the counter.
Who by?
Grace Jenkins herself. Mm. According to the paying-in slips, she always handed it in herself.
Maintenance?
Looks like it, with any clue to its source carefully concealed.
Mm. So, if we knew where it was coming from, we'd know who killed the woman, I suppose. And why?
Whatever the story, I think we can be pretty sure the situation was going to change when the girl's 21.
And someone doesn't like it the new way.
Yeah,
that means there's money involved, Sloane, and I'm a Dutchman.
Well, it could easily be a question of inheritance.
Or concealment of birth. Have you got anywhere with that fellow Hibbs?
I've made some inquiries, sir. It seems he's well-liked in the neighbourhood. Good landlord and so on.
Mm. What was he doing on Tuesday evening?
He was at home. Alone. And Mrs. Hibbs was out at a WI meeting.
What about his car?
Well, it's the right size for the tire prints. So are half a dozen other makes. P.C. Heppel's had a discreet look and there's no visible damage.
I still think he's our best bet.
And now there's this Cyril Jenkins. Oh, well, no harm in looking for him.
No harm in finding him either, Sloane.
No, sir. Well, I'll get some copies of the photograph blown up and rushed over to Calford. Then I'm going to Cullingoak to pay a call on General Sir Eustace Garwell.
Good evening, General.
Very good of you to see me.
Don't get many visitors these days. Stopped going out when my wife died. What'll it take to drink? A port? Brandy? Madeira?
Nothing for me, thank you, sir. Not while I'm on duty.
You'll forgive me if I take a brandy. Long time since I was on duty.
It's about the past that I've come.
Memory's not what it used to be. You can't hear so well either. Damned M.O. fella wants me to have a hearing aid thing. Can't be bothered. If you sit there, I shall hear you better. That's better. Now, what did you say your name was?
Sloan, sir. Inspector Sloan. Beerbury CID.
Sloan. Detective, huh? How far back in the past do you want to go? Ladysmith?
Ladysmith? Were you at Ladysmith, sir?
I was. I was there for a long time. Yeah, it was Mafeking they made all the fuss about. They forgot the siege of Ladysmith. I can tell you, Inspector Sloan, I've never wasted a morsel of food or a drop of drink since. Sure about that brandy?
Oh, certain, sir, thank you. Actually, it's...
I was commissioned in 99, you know. Went through the whole of the Boer War.
Actually, sir, you might be able to help us by remembering something which happened in the last war. I mean the second war.
Everything changed, you know, after 1914. The war, most of all.
It's about a woman called Grace Jenkins, sir. Did you or a member of your family, perhaps, ever have a woman of that name working for you?
Grace, yeah. Can't say we did. Had a housekeeper once, but she's been dead for years. And her name wasn't Jenkins.
Or she may have been called Grace Wright.
Oh, might have been one of the cleaning women. I suppose they come and go. You'd have to ask Hurst. Splendid fella, Hurst. Used to be my batman, you know. Looks after me now.
Yes, sir. But this Grace Jenkins, or Wright, she wasn't a cleaning woman. She'd have been a children's nurse, a nanny.
Never had any children. No nannies about the place.
I see, sir. Well, thank you. Then I must apologize for disturbing you. Just a routine inquiry, you understand?
Quite so.
About a woman who used to work as a children's nurse for an army family called Hocklington Garwell.
Hocklington Garwell, you say?
Yes, sir.
This is your idea of a joker.
Well, sir, I assure
you. Of course, allow me to tell you. I regard it as very bad taste. Very bad taste indeed. If I were a younger man, I'd throw you out. As it is, I shall just ask my man to show you to the door. Good night, sir. Night.
I don't understand, Inspector. I know it was Hocklington Garwell, and there were two boys, Master Michael and Master Hugo.
Well, General Garwell said he hadn't any children.
Well, there you are, then. It must have been the wrong man.
And yet the merest mention of the name upset the old gentleman. There was no doubt about it. He ordered me out of the house.
I can't begin to explain that. They're wrong, you know, when they say what's in a name. There seems to be everything in it.
Just at the moment, miss. About the other matter.
Cyril Jenkins, you will find him, won't you?
Oh, we've got a general call out for him in the Calford area. Though you realize someone may have simply borrowed his photograph to put on the mantelpiece here.
What they call a father figure, you mean?
Something like that, perhaps.
Inspector, I've just thought, if Cyril Jenkins wasn't my father, why was I getting money from the Regimental Welfare Fund?
Were you, miss?
Well, that's what I was told. The bursar at college used to have a check for me at the beginning of term.
Yes, that's very interesting. We've been in touch with the War Office after what happened this afternoon, but I doubt if we'll have anything definite in time for the inquest.
Well, Mr. Arbuckle's coming to that, and he's going to get someone to start going through the court adoption records. I've got to find out who I am, even if Billthorpe doesn't care.
Doesn't he?
No. He only thinks it's important if you happen to be an Aberdeen Angus bull.
I can't predict the outcome, of course, Miss Jenkins. You may get a verdict of misadventure, or there may be an adjournment. The police may want more time to find the driver of the car.
Or Cyril Jenkins.
I beg your pardon?
I saw Cyril Jenkins in Calford, Mr. Arbuckle, yesterday afternoon.
Indeed. Well, I'm glad to hear it. A little light on the proceedings at this juncture would certainly help.
No light was shed.
We lost him in the crowd.
Were you able to identify Mr. Fogg?
I didn't see his face, just his back view.
So Miss Jenkins is the only person who's certain who it was?
Yes, quite certain.
Extraordinary business. We must hope the police will find the man and that some satisfactory explanation will be forthcoming. In the meantime, perhaps we'd better come back to the more immediate matter of the inquest. Now, your part's quite simple, Miss Jenkins. You have only to establish identity.
Simple? It's anything but simple.
Identity as you knew it. If the police have evidence that Grace Jenkins was not, in fact, Grace Jenkins, they'll bring it. As far as you're concerned, that was always the name by which you knew her.
Yes.
In any case, the coroner holds an inquest on a body, not so to speak on a person. His duty will be to establish the cause of death. In this case, that would appear to be obvious. The main point must be the identity of the driver. Now, if the police found him, we could sue for damages, substantial damages.
But if no one saw the car, let alone the driver, I don't see how they'll ever find him.
And it's nearly a week ago now.
Oh, they'll go on trying. The police are very persistent, you know.
Well, that's that. We've only got 2 weeks and we still don't know what sort of car or where to look for the driver.
One thing, though, from what the coroner said, everyone will think that we're looking for a dangerous driver.
Needle in a haystack, more like. Oh, and P.C. Heppel said to tell you there's nothing new his end. He can't find anyone who saw or heard a car on Tuesday evening.
No. No, I reckon whoever killed Grace Jenkins was sitting waiting for her. And then just timed her walk from the bus stop to the bad corner.
Hmm. Bit chancy, though. I mean, she might not have been on that bus.
Oh, I think he knew she'd be on it. Hello. Here's a reply from the army. Take a look at this, Crosby.
Jenkins, Cyril Edgar, Sergeant. The East Calchas. Enlisted September 1939, demobilised July 1946. Address on enlistment, Holly Tree Farm, Rudin Parva, near Calford. Wait, that's what the girl told us, wasn't it, sir? Holly Tree Farm?
That's right. She said she didn't know the rest.
Are we going over there now?
Oh, you are, Crosby. I'm going to make another trip to Cullingoak. It's nearly 12. I wonder if Hurst slips out for a quick one before lunch.
Hurst?
The General's factotum. We must know what's so sinister about the magic words Hocklington Garwell. I'm afraid I upset the General last night, Hurst.
Yes, sir. That you did.
I was asking him about a woman called Jenkins. Grace Jenkins. Do you know the name?
Can't say I don't. It's common enough.
Garwell isn't a common name, eh?
Well, there aren't many of them left around these parts.
And Hocklington Garwell isn't common at all.
You mentioned Hocklington Garwell to the General? You shouldn't have done that, sir. No wonder he was so upset.
But why?
Well, begging your pardon, sir, I should have said it was all over and done with long before your time.
Exactly what was over and done with long before my time?
The Hocklington Garwell business. And her ladyship's dead now, poor soul. Major Hocklington, too, for all I know.
Hocklington and Garwell are two different people, then.
Well, that's right, sir.
Hurst, would I be right in thinking that Lady Garwell had an affair with this Major Hocklington?
Well, that was about it. But it's all such a long time ago.
How long?
It must be all 30 years. Well before the war, it was. Why did you have to bring it up again, sir?
Because another woman, who's also dead now, had a sense of humour. I never met her, but I feel I'm beginning to know her quite well.
Oh, really, sir?
Yes. A very interesting woman. Oh, give me your glass, will you?
Oh, thank you, sir. I don't mind if I do.
Same again, please, landlord.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, sir, but would you be Inspector Sloan?
Yes.
Well, there's a telephone call for you, sir. Very important, they say.
Sloan here.
It's Crosby, sir. I'm ringing from the shop at Rudin Parva. Seems to be the only phone for miles.
Well, come on. Did you have any luck at the farm?
Well, not exactly, sir. I found Jenkins. At least I think so.
What's that? What's the matter with you, Crosby? Speak up, can't you?
Yes, sir. The trouble is, he's dead. I don't think I've ever seen anyone quite so dead.
Not our Jenkins. Not the one we wanted.
Cyril Edgar. As for him being ours, I should think the fact that he's had his brains blown out rather clinches it.
Suicide or murder?
Well, sir, from the powder burns, position of the body and so on, I'd say murder. Made to look like suicide. He was sitting at the kitchen table, and whoever killed him was probably sitting opposite when they pulled out a revolver and shot him.
What about the revolver?
Oh, old army issue, which isn't much help. Jenkins lived alone. Holly Tree is only a small place, and the nearest neighbour's half a mile away at least.
I don't like the country. There are never any witnesses. Any idea when it happened?
Well, between 12 and 1, according to Dr. Dabb. That makes it about half an hour before Crosby got there.
Someone was running it a bit fine. Who did it, Sloan?
Wish I knew, sir. Young Bill Thorpe went off pretty smartly after the inquest. Said he had to get back to the farm.
And did he?
Oh, yes, but that's not to say he didn't go round by Rudin Parver first.
He's the chap that wants to marry the girl.
That's right. Yeah. And doesn't care who she is. Well, that may be love's young dream. On the other hand...
Well?
It may be because he already knows.
Yeah. And Grace Jenkins was in his way, wasn't she? He helped to find the body. Could have knocked it down. Could have killed Cyril Jenkins. What about our other friend?
Hibbs? He and his wife were in Calford shopping. They had a late lunch at the Crown.
Could he have done it?
Oh, easily. So could Arbuckle come to that. Rudin Parver would be on his way home, and he didn't hang about after the inquest either.
Yeah, and he's got a connection with a woman from way back. So, what's the next move, Sloan?
Well, first thing tomorrow, sir, I'm going up to London to see the bursar at Henrietta's college.
Yes, it's quite true, Inspector, that we were sent money for Henrietta Jenkins, but only on condition she never knew the source.
I don't think she need. I can't give you any undertaking, of course, because this is a criminal matter. But unless it comes out in court, I see no reason why she should know.
I see. Well, in that case, it wasn't a great deal, you know, just a small check at the beginning of every term.
Who was it from?
Mr. Hibbs. Mr. James Hibbs of the Hall, Larking.
He never said why, I suppose.
Just that he thought funds at home were rather low. Grants and scholarships are all very well, but a little extra does help, of course.
And you told Henrietta that it came from a service charity?
I did. Since she was under the impression that her father had been killed in the war...
Under the impression?
But, of course, she wasn't who she thought she was.
Oh, we've already established that, madam, but I should like to know how it
came... For entry to this college, Inspector, we require a sight of the candidate's birth certificate.
Ah, of course. Why didn't we think of that before?
Not, of course, to confirm family details. We're not concerned with the father's occupation, but with the age of the candidate.
Oh, quite. Oh, how very stupid we've been. This would have saved so much. Might even have saved a life.
And naturally, this also applied in the case of Henrietta Jenkins.
Yes.
With her birth certificate came a letter from the woman she believed to be her mother.
Grace Jenkins.
This letter, which was addressed to me personally, explained that the girl didn't know the name of her real parents and was not to be told until she was 21.
Yes.
I felt this was most unwise, however, it was not for me to interfere, and the guardian's wishes were... I take it Mrs. Jenkins was Henrietta's legal guardian.
In a way...
The guardian's wishes were entitled to be respected. The birth certificate was returned to Mrs. Jenkins, and I have not mentioned the matter to anyone until today.
What was her real name?
I don't think I can be absolutely certain.
Henrietta who?
I am left with the impression that it was Mantriot. Yes, Henrietta Mantriot.
Mr. Hibbs, you said the other day that you'd never seen Grace Jenkins till she came to Larking.
Well, actually, Inspector, I don't think I saw her till sometime afterwards. I was away myself, as I told you.
Yes, sir, but I don't think you told me the whole story. For example, why were you sending money to be given to Henrietta at university?
Well, that was a purely private matter, nothing to do with anyone else.
At the moment, sir, everything to do with Henrietta is to do with us.
I could see a need, that was all. I don't hold with these national appeals. I prefer to give on my own.
A charity beginning at home, you mean?
Well, if you care to put it like that.
Does the name Mantriot mean anything to you?
From Great Rudin? Yes, of course. Tragic family. Michael was killed at Dunkirk.
What about Hugo?
Well, he was in the East Galleys and I was in the West, but... Good God. I'd never thought. Do you know... All these years, that never crossed my mind for a moment.
What didn't, sir?
Inspector, are you trying to tell me that Henrietta Jenkins is the Mantriot baby?
I don't know, sir. Suppose you tell me.
It was a ghastly business. You wouldn't remember, of course. Hugo had a bad war, one way and another.
The DSO and MC.
What? Yes, that's right. He got home for a spot of leave just after the baby was born, about April 44, I think. But something went terribly wrong.
What happened?
We've been through some terrible experiences. They said afterwards he must have gone out of his mind. He killed his wife and then shot himself. Some nanny took the baby.
Chris Jenkins.
God bless my soul. It's a funny world, Inspector. Here have I been sending money to Eleanor Leslie's daughter.
What's so odd about that, sir?
Because Eleanor Leslie, that's who Hugo Mantriot married, was a great deal wealthier than you or I will ever be. She was old Bruce Leslie's only child. You know, the shipping people.
Hello, Inspector. I'm so glad you've come. I was just going to phone you.
Where are you, miss? Has anything happened?
I don't know, but someone's been in the house again.
Have they now?
Mr. Heppel gave me your message, and I went to the rectory last night, like you said, but when I came back here after lunch, it's difficult to explain, but I'm certain someone's been in.
Well, that's all right, miss. I rather thought they might.
Were they looking for me?
Yes, I think they were.
Does that mean I'm in someone's way?
Well, let's say you're the stumbling block.
What to?
A pretty penny. I'd say most of it's gone now.
Inspector, Mr. Heppel told me that Cyril Jenkins was dead. Is that true?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
I killed him, didn't I?
Oh, surely not.
I don't mean actually, but as good as. If I hadn't seen him on Friday afternoon and recognized him, then he wouldn't be dead now.
Perhaps, but well, that doesn't make it your fault, you know. If it's any comfort to you, we're almost certain that he wasn't your father.
No.
I'm not surprised.
Not really. I think I'd have felt it more. Affinity is the word, isn't it? But then he was just a photograph, you see. Not like her.
Grace Jenkins really cared for you, miss. I expect that's what makes the difference. More than blood relationship.
Yes. What about tonight? Do I go back to the rectory?
Ah, tonight. Now, perhaps we can go into the house and I'll explain. This is very important.
Larking 2-5.
Mr. Hibbs, this is Henrietta Jenkins. I'm sorry to bother you, but I'd like some advice.
What's the trouble?
I was just going to bed, and I thought I'd like something to read. I was getting a book off the shelf, and I came across my mother's will, tucked in at the back. It's sealed up in an envelope, and I wonder what I ought to do.
Well, I should put it somewhere safe and ring your solicitor first thing in the morning.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hibbs. I'll do that.
Grace Jenkins' will? Are you sure?
Quite sure, Mr. Arbuckle. You said it would be a help.
It certainly would. I think you'd better bring it over to me first thing tomorrow. In the meantime,
yes?
Put it in the bureau.
But the lock's gone.
Well, I don't suppose anyone would think to go back there a second time. I'll expect you in the morning, Miss Jenkins. If you've found anything important, you should ring the police now before you leave the call box. Let them decide what to do. And then you go straight back to the rectory.
I'm not going back there tonight. I'll be all right on my own.
Now, you listen to me, Henrietta Jenkins.
Not Jenkins.
Henrietta, whoever you are, I won't have it.
Night, Bill. I meant that, you know, Inspector.
What?
About not going back to the rectory.
Yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not. And what's more, you can't make me. I'm going back to the cottage with you.
Where's Heppel, Crosby?
Round at the back, sir, like you said. Watching the garden.
Good. You stay by that window.
Right.
Can you see the road from there?
Yes, sir.
And you, miss. Go upstairs and lie down. If anything happens to you, I shall be for the high jump.
What is going to happen?
I don't know. We're dealing with a confirmed murder.
Inspector, do you know now who I am?
I think so. But we'll have to check with Somerset House in the morning.
Who am I?
Henrietta Mantriot.
Mantriot. Henrietta Eleanor Leslie Mantriot.
Yes, we think your mother was called Eleanor Leslie.
I've often wondered where those names came from.
She's been dead a long time.
And my father?
Captain Hugo Mantriot.
Master Hugo?
Shh. Must
be very quiet now.
I'm sorry, but I was always hearing about Master Hugo. I never...
Someone coming, sir. Down the Belling Road.
Right, upstairs, quickly. You too, miss. Down the road.
He's coming straight in. Inspector, look. The man in the garden's following him. He's got a key.
Shh, not a sound now.
Lights, Crosby.
Bill, what on earth?
The police. Thank God for that. I caught this young man trying to break in.
Phoenix Forest Arbican, I arrest you for the murder of Cyril Edgar Jenkins. And I must warn you that you're not obliged to say anything, but...
Thank you, Inspector. I am familiar with the procedure.
I thought it would be the solicitor. Bound to be, really, when you came to think about it.
Yes, sir.
What put you onto him, Sloane?
Well, the first time we saw him. He said he didn't remember any client called Mrs. G. Jenkins. But then he referred to her as Grace Jenkins. I hadn't mentioned a Christian name, so I reckoned he knew her all right.
A bit of bad luck, that Hibbs fellow keeping his letter all these years.
Oh, in a way. But he'd written it a bit ambiguously. It could indicate a settlement, as he said. And I think that he'd know the agent would file it. Besides...
Besides what?
Well, it was a sort of insurance. If we should get hold of him, it'd bring him into the picture and keep him in touch in a rather privileged way. That's why I told the girl early on about him.
He killed the Mantriots, do you think?
Well, I shouldn't be at all surprised. According to the reports at the time, Captain Mantriot shot his wife and then himself, while the balance of his mind was disturbed. The whole thing was played down as much as possible, of course.
No, of course.
24 people were killed by a flying bomb in Calford that same week, so no one was exactly looking for trouble just then. Mrs. Mantriot made a new will when the baby was born. I've had someone turn it up for me in Somerset House this morning. She created a trust for Henrietta in case anything happened to either parent, with the trustees...
Now, don't tell me. Wayne, Arbican and Wayne.
That's right, sir.
So?
Well, this is mostly guesswork, but... I think we'll find Grace Jenkins was already working for the Mantriots. She was a daughter of Jenkins at Holly Tree Farm, which is only in the next village. I reckon Arbican suggested to her that she should look after the baby. Probably suggested it shouldn't be told about the murder and suicide of the parents. Because that would seem a pretty disgraceful thing to a countrywoman like her.
And from there, I suppose it was easy to get her to pass the child off as her own.
Well, that would be the logical thing, and all done from the highest motives. He sets them up in a nice remote cottage and maintains them from a distance. Not very generously at that.
Well, you wouldn't expect a widow and child to have a lot of money.
No, exactly. Grace Jenkins falls for it like a lamb. Takes along a photograph of her own brother to forestall questions, and Hugo Mantriot's medals. And puts her back into bringing up Master Hugo's baby.
Then what?
Then nothing. For nearly 21 years. Any Waynes left in the firm die off. Public memory dies down. And Felix Arbican gets through a fair slice of Eleanor Leslie's money.
The day of reckoning would be Henrietta's 21st birthday.
That's right, sir. Grace Jenkins was an honest woman. She'd no intention of keeping up the pretense after that.
So, she had to go. And before Henrietta came back from university.
And that's the whole story, really. Arbican overlooked just one thing.
Oh, what was that?
That a routine post-mortem would establish that Grace Jenkins had never had a child.
Otherwise?
I doubt if we'd have looked further than a road traffic accident. Inspector Harp would have added it to his list of unsolved hit and runs, and that would have been that. Miss Mantriot?
No one's ever called me that before.
Miss Mantriot would have been none the wiser. She's 21 next month. The most likely occasion for her to need a birth certificate after that would be for a passport.
And if it wasn't forthcoming, she wouldn't know where to begin to look.
Exactly.
But what about her telling me she'd been a Miss Wright before she got married?
I
I never met Grace Jenkins, miss, but I've come to respect her quite a bit in the last week. I think she had what you might call an ironic sense of humor. This Wright business.
Yes.
Well, you know the expression about Mr. Wright coming along.
Of course she does.
Yes.
Well, in her case, when she had to find a maiden name, so to speak, I think she chose Wright in reverse.
Good for Grace Jenkins.
Yes, that's what I think, sir. The same thing applies, in a way, to the Hopplington Garwells, who had us running around in circles for a bit.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, when she had to make up the name of a family she'd worked for, you know the sort of questions that children were likely to ask, she put together the names of two people involved in an old Cowshire scandal.
Hocklington and Gowell.
That's right. Apparently it was a pretty well-known affair in the county in the old days.
So there was a reason for everything. Why, she was older than I thought.
And for having her hair dyed and not liking to have a photograph taken.
And for Cyril Jenkins having to be killed.
Yes, he was her brother. He knew the whole story. As far as Grace Jenkins was concerned, there was no reason why he shouldn't.
So he had to die.
Once I'd seen him, it was quite safe till then.
Well, not really, miss. He'd have known you were going to be told the truth when you were 21, and he just smelt a rat about his sister's death before long. Anyway, only two people knew you'd seen him. Arbuckle himself and Mr. Thorpe here. That's what put Mr. Hibbs in the clear, really.
How did you know it wasn't me?
Well, I couldn't be quite sure, especially when you turned up last night.
No, I wasn't going to come in. I just wanted to keep an eye on the place. Besides, I didn't have a key.
He did.
Yes. Had it for years, I expect. He used it when he came in on Tuesday. You see, he'd have to make certain there was nothing about to give the game away.
Inspector, what did happen on Tuesday?
Well, I should imagine Arbuckle summoned Grace Jenkins to Calford for a conference. Henrietta's coming home, got to be told. That sort of thing. That would explain why she was wearing her Sunday best and why she caught the early bus. Bibber to Calford's a very slow run, you know.
He wouldn't have her to his office, surely.
No, he probably took her out to lunch and then put her on the bus to Bibber.
So he'd know she'd be on the 7:05 to Larking.
That's right. Then he drives himself cross-country. It's much quicker that way. He goes through the bureau and then waits in a quiet spot till the bus comes in. After that, all he's got to do is have a nasty accident.
But it wasn't.
Oh, no. This was all a long-term plan, carefully calculated and very expertly carried out. Unless he tells us, we shall never know if he was responsible for killing Miss Mantriot's parents. But there's another death we know something about now.
Cyril Jenkins, you mean?
Hmm. Him too, but this was earlier. 6 months ago, in fact. I don't suppose you've ever heard of a Miss Winifred Lendry. She was Arbuckle's confidential secretary till she was killed by a hit-and-run driver last October.
Five people dead. It's horrible.
Well, it's over now, and the sooner you stop thinking about it, the better.
Mr. Thorpe's right, you know, miss.
Yes, yes, I know he is.
Start thinking about the future instead. Like when we're going to get married, for instance. Let me have your glass, Inspector. Right. And we'll drink to that, shall we?
Sir?
What is it, Crosby?
A message for you from Inspector Blake at Kinnisport, sir.
Well?
He says, do you want him to go on watching this Major Hocklington forever? He's had a man outside his house for nearly a week and the old boy hasn't stepped out of his wheelchair once.
That was Henrietta Who by Alison Plowden, based on Catherine Aird's novel. You heard Kieran Madden as Henrietta, Alan Rowe as Inspector Sloane, and Nigel Anthony as Constable Crosby. Bill Thorpe was played by Robert Swales, Superintendent Lees by Robert Trotter, Mr. Arbuckle by David Lander, Hurst by Peter Gordon, and the Bursar of the College by Judith Hart. The Landlord was played by Vernon Joyner, Dr. Dabb and General Garwell by Nigel Graham, James Hibbs by Brian Haynes, P.C. Heppel by Anthony Hall, and The Secretary by Julie Hallam. The play was produced by Christopher Venning.